All right, let's get going with our relaxation. For those who are new, we're doing pretty simple relaxation where we're placing a little spherical cloud of relaxing energy right in front of your face. And you can just breathe it in through your nose deeply, evenly, without effort. In other words, it's the in-breath and out-breath are neither of which are an effort to do, and about the same length. And just keep doing that. As you do that, you can visualize some of this energy. Tonight, it is a neon pink orange, and it's meeting right at the back of the throat. You can visualize some of it going right up into your cranium, which becomes a really wonderful energetic balm and changes the wavelength of the brain activity anyway. And then you can put that on autopilot so you don't have to bother with the visualization. Just tell it to go on autopilot. And let's continue the breathing. And now let's put our attention on the forehead and relax it completely. And now put your attention on your eyes and relax them completely. And relax your jaw. And your throat. And with the very next exhale, relax your chest. Now just scan from your solar plex on down and make sure everything is relaxed from there on down. Now allow yourself to be on a cushion suspended in space. In the open vacuum of space, there is nowhere to go but within. And so as we go deeper and deeper, we are going deeper within. It's a bit like those Russian dolls, the copies of themselves inside each other. We're just moving through each of those sizes, deeper and deeper within. Allow this to continue as you relax further into this feeling. And now, even with your eyes open, you're in the same mental wavelength of brain activity. You can close them again, because we have manifested a new light ship, and it's out not too far from the moon. It's large enough for us all. It's a silvery gray, and the walls can become translucent. And so let's all go there now. Find yourself in a slightly reclined, very cushy seat, and continue your breathing. Keep your relaxation. Periodically check your body for relaxation. And know that you can see right through the walls. tonight, as we finish this up, we're going to make it as seamless as possible for those who would like to stay in the space that were left. And so we'll finish it without returning to anything. We'll leave that up to you. Essentially, as we bid each other good night. All right, let's allow ourselves to acclimate to this astral ship. It is astral, yes, and it's on a level bordering fifth density, but it is there. And so are we. And now we're going to start a slow drift towards Mars. Now we're going to pick up speed. We have a good bit of distance to cover, but we're fast. And now here we are, suspended above one of the topmost polar ice caps of Mars, with its glaciers and ridges and thumbprint-like patterns. While we glide along away from that cap, the planet's surface grows redder, with the canyons and open deserts and 80,000-foot tall peaks. We can reflect on how we, as our galactic cousins, as our forebears who we ourselves are, wrecked this planet in the wars so many Earth years ago. If you're so inclined, you can extend your heart rate to the planet. If you'd like to do that now. It requires no sympathy, nor apology, nor even empathy. Just acknowledgement. And in that acknowledgement, a little more healing is offered and perhaps accepted. We'll sit a moment in communion. Now we'll start moving again, picking up speed and actually hitting a tremendous speed, and yet only a 10,000th of the speed that we're going to be using tonight. We're heading away from the sun. If you look back at Earth, you'll see it shrinking, and the sun too. And here we come upon the famous asteroid belt, which is the result of the destruction of a planet, sometimes called Marduk, sometimes called Tiamat. This is also a part of our history. Here we can also extend the heart ray just to see if there is any more healing needed by this area and by these beautiful stones. If so, it is thus offered. Beautifully done. Now let's set our speed at a comfortable pace and do a flyby of Jupiter, where we're now slowing for an admiring view of his strata of gaseous clouds. There are people there, my teachers and yet students of Jupiter. If they are not your teachers now, they will be when you join us in the training of the Hermetic Mysteries. Let's open ourselves for a moment of communion with them as we drift by. They know we're here, of course, and bow fingers to forehead. We see you, our mighty friends, and through you see ourselves. Let's step on the gas so we can cover the roughly 400 million miles to Saturn in 10 seconds. We know these people as well, and here we are coming up on it. They know we're flying by. Let's give them a hand-to-heart bow, a burst of filial love. And now step on the gas again. It would be fun to do a flyby of Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and the little-known tenth planet, known to the ancient world as Juno. Perhaps next time. They have much to offer as well. Now we'll set our bearings for the great nebula in Orion, not too far from where we have fought brutal, relentless, and centuries-long wars. But we needn't concern ourselves over that. We're just sightseeing tonight. Thank you very much. Before we think ourselves to the necessary speed, let's talk about distance, a false thing of perception, but nevertheless fun to consider for perspective. From where we are, drifting at a million miles per hour past Saturn, it is about 1,000 light years to the Orion Nebula. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second in the vacuum of space. So let's express that in miles. At light speed, we would cover 11 million miles per minute, or 670 million miles per hour. At that almost unimaginable speed, it would take us 1,000 years to reach Orion, and it happens to be one of the closest nebulae to us here in our galaxy. Now let's go ahead and think our ship to hyperspace levels, where distance has no meaning because we drop right out of that matrix. We're already there, and dropping from hyperspace back into third density perception. You can see that fantastic mire of rainbow clouds just ahead with its multitude of starbirth chambers. If you look on the Super Beings website right now, I'm posting a link to a picture of it to serve as a visual aid. It's right on homepage, and then you can use the imprint of that visualization for what we're going to be doing from here forward. Now, if you've seen that picture, then you close your eyes again and allow the true imagination, the imagination that is shared throughout the cosmos, to give you the image. You can do that instead. That way, you can leave the ship and take 10 minutes to explore. Know this, at a billion miles per hour, it would take you 20 years to go from one side of this nebula to the other. Let's meet back here on the ship in 10 minutes. Feel free to group up and go tour the magnetic hydrogen and nitrogen clouds. Go forth and witness the congealment of excited plasma particles as they are compressed into newly birthed stars. Go have some fun. Let's meet back here at 7:36 our time. That's 10 minutes. I'm so sorry, I'm being told to do this a little bit differently. Everybody back to the ship. We're going to go together towards what is called the trapezium, where ignited plasma and hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, helium gains mass and stars are born. Let's start moving towards that. It's a grouping of four stars that let's move in closer and closer still, and closer to your left and right. You can see veils of gossamer clouds colored orange, red, green, blue, comprising all of the gases. It is of unimaginable, immense size and scope. And we're to move just a little bit closer into this starbirth chamber, where if we were not in astral bodies, it would be the brilliance would be literally 100,000 times the brightness of the sun. Here we can take down the walls of the ship completely and breathe the fourth and fifth density energies and allow ourselves to be bombarded and cleansed by the pure light that underlies all of the particles in this mind-boggling array of alchemical reactions. It is here we are to spend about 5 minutes. It's 7:31. We'll reconvene, or at least come back together in 5 minutes. Now let's back out to far enough away to take in the entire nebula. Open to its awareness, and it shall become aware of you. Let us bow to its majesty, splendor, its purpose, its space, and its presence. Let us connect with our hearts and minds and auras. Let us know and feel our place in this fabulous skein, this impossible tapestry, this glorious weave and web and filamentous tangle. Let us pray with this great being. Let us be prayed by this great being. Let us pray with every cell and fiber of our beings that we may serve the all with nobility, sincerity, strength of purpose, and clarity of mind. We feel things in the name of the all. Amen. Now you're welcome to stay here in this space for as long as you want. We have permission to leave this lightship here. Know that it can be found by other spacefarers, and their curiosity might bring them aboard. If you happen to come back out here, you might run into company. If you plan to stay right now, you might want to hang up because we'll unmute everyone to say goodnight. Maybe you don't want to hear the clamor of all the, either quiet or fun-filled voices or whatever. But now a final thought. All of this unimaginable scope and size and distance and splendor and majesty and power, the sheer immeasurable energy, and most of all, love. All of this is within your consciousness. There is nothing outside your consciousness, your perception. All of this is inside your head. Unmuted. Everybody staying? Should we say goodnight and leave all those who want to stay in peace?
Good night.
Love you all.
Much love, everybody.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing all of this with all of us.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing with me.
Thanks for being such an incredible leader.
Well, thank you for that.
A light to follow, a reflection. Wonderful. Bless your heart. Bless all of your heart.
We have a whole name, please.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Be in peace. Be well.